morning. It is 8:49 in the AM. You're listening to Ben and Josh on The Morning After.
Yes, and we played a few songs earlier of his. And on the other end of the line, we do have King Capisi. Are you there?
I'm here, my friend.
Thank you for coming on to the show this morning. We're here talking about Splorefest, which you're playing at later on in February in the beautiful Orere Point up in Auckland. So first thing, why should we be looking forward to Splorefest? What can we expect from one of your live shows?
I think for me, Bhavav, the Splorefest is one of the best festivals in the country, period. It's, you know, the atmosphere, the acts. It's the only place you can actually sit in the water, in the sea, and watch the main stage. For me, there's only one level to go to, and you go hundies, you know, straight away, and just rock the crowd. And
yeah.
I mean, like, I DJ, I MC, I play a multiple genre of music. You know, just being able to, let the crowd have a good time. That's my job, and that's what I do. Rocking crowds for decades.
Yeah. Oh yeah, exactly.
And you do a great job. What is the, I guess, best part or your favorite part about performing live, and especially to, like you said, such a lively crowd like you get at Splore Festival?
It's like, there are multiple festivals around the country. But this one is probably, if you had to think about it, Splore actually has a really different vibe where you can go to different festivals and it doesn't really feel like you feel like part of the family. You know what I mean? There's a Splore type of family feel. Not saying that the cool thing is that with this festival is that you can actually have little bubbas. Like, people take their kids.
Yeah.
It's a really, really dope vibe. But also, the level of different type of stages they have like seven different stages. So most festivals might have 2, 3, 4, 5 different stages, but these guys have multiple different stages and different vibes, all the way from big, massive main stages all the way to little boutique little stages that rock 24 hours. So I've got to say that Splore is probably my favorite festival, you know, in the whole country that I've rocked over multiple years. I've been going there, take my kids there, I take my grandkids there. It's pretty dope, and It's a dope vibe for all ages of any type of festival goer that needs to go to Splore. It's the most incredible festival in Aotearoa.
Fantastic. What a plug right there. One of the most notable components of Splore Festival is all of the fashions. Bright colours, free-spirited attendees. Splore is famous for their outfits. If we could ask, what do you plan on wearing to Splore Festival? What are you excited to see from the crowd as well?
You do they have a Saturday night where everyone dresses up, bro, and it's like the crazy thing that I've seen there is when you see artists like dress up, and I've seen Tiki, and you go, damn, Tiki, you're in. I'm like, everyone goes hundies. I don't really dress up like that. I just, you know, I'm a shorts, you know, singlet type of dude, and get on and just rock it. But I've seen everyone. I've seen Holly Smith. I've seen MC Tali. I've seen, you know, everyone, or the artist. That's sort of like maybe the New Zealand artist's favorite, event to go to. You see all the Fat Freddy's boys all there, dressed to the nine. And, you know, it's like the artists, we go there for a holiday. It's like our holiday when we go to an event and chill.
Yeah.
It's an amazing event.
It's a awesome work holiday. It's so funny.
It's a working holiday, but an incredible one.
Hell yeah.
Definitely.
This isn't your first rodeo, and your repertoire is super extensive. You've worked with amazing artists and taken the world by storm during your music career. Tell us a little bit about your musical influences, especially Pacifica and Kiwiana influence that you've shared with the rest of the world, and what it's been like sharing all of this worldwide.
I think for me, guys, it's like, you know, like we had, when I was a young fella, we had, you know, greats like Dave Dobbin, Neil Finn, and just dudes that were cool. I mean, I'm from Wellington, but also I've, you know, travelled the world extensively, and being able to take our brand of South Pacific music out to the world. And the cool thing for me, I've always been, you know, I make rap music, and I make reggae music, but that's also from another place. But we can also put our spin on it so that it becomes our own. You know, we have a special brand of what we do here, and it's a beautiful thing, because it's getting traction, catch a fire, you know, Fat Freddy's, everyone's doing their thing, Lady Six doing their thing around the world.
Mm.
And I think the thing that we do when we are overseas, that we put our spin on it, but also put that Pacific Island spin on it. Mm. And that's what the beautiful thing is, that what we can do is actually represent our world, you know, our music worldwide.
Mm. Yeah.
Well,
fantastic.
Said. Yeah, for sure. We've talked about your past. Let's talk about the future. What will 2021 hold for you?
I've started live shows, live stream shows. So I have 5 live stream shows that I rock. I rock a Friday night show, a reggae show on Sundays, a basketball show on Tuesdays, a talk show on Thursdays. So I've got 4 shows. My wife has, you know, her own talk show. So we'll be releasing music. Tetamwana Rapley will be releasing music. Kinkabisi will be releasing music. Mm. I've got Mr. Majesty, which is my reggae you know, sort of alias. Mm. And then me and Shay Fu have got a thing that we're doing as Headlock. So we've got multiple tracks that we're doing, and organizing my own music festivals, doing bigger, better things for music and Aotearoa in general.
Wow. Hell, fantastic. Yeah. Sounds like an exciting year.
Yeah.
Do you have any any last words of wisdom that you want to share with us and our listeners?
You know, everyone out there that's, you know, please support New Zealand music, South Pacific music.
Mm.
And we've got some amazing, you know, talent that we have here in Aotearoa. Now the standard is international. And, you know, and I think, you know, any cats that are making music out there, just keep on pushing and make dope music.
Mm. Yeah.
Exactly.
Hell yeah. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for coming on to the show
this
morning. Make sure you tune into the show tomorrow, or this is for all the listeners, to get in the draw to win tickets to see Kinkabisi and all the other amazing acts at Splorefest. The lineup indeed is extensive. That's the 26th to the 28th of February. Thank you so much for coming on to the show this morning.
Thank you.